Unit 2.3. Exercise 6. Page 41.
Live long and prosper. Food and nutrition expert Peter Bennett reports on his trip to a pretty fishing village on one of the islands of Okinawa, Japan, to find out why the people there live so long.
When I first met Makoto Okishima, I would have said that she was 75, perhaps 80 years old. In fact, she is 100 years old, which is not at all unusual in Okinawa. She is just one of more than 400 people there who are at least 100 years old. Okinawa has the highest and healthiest concentration of centenarians in the world. I had come to find out the secret of these healthy islanders' longevity, and a stroll down to the waterfront with Makoto provided me with my first clue. After passing elderly fishermen unloading the day's catch, Makoto joined a queue at a market stall to buy fish for the evening meal. It seems the people of Okinawa eat plenty of fish, which is a healthy food and very low in calories. After we arrived at Makoto's house, I watched with fascination as Makoto prepared the food with her daughter, who also looked younger than her 76 years. As well as the fish, there were portions of sweet potato, spring onion, and other fresh, locally grown vegetables. There was also plenty of brown rice and tofu, a soya product high in protein and vitamins. On other days, there might be a meat dish too, but the fat would be continuously poured off the meat as it cooked. After the meal, we drank green tea, which is said to have many health benefits and helps burn calories as well. There were no sugary drinks and only a little locally produced rice wine, which the Okinawans firmly believe helps to prevent illnesses. I asked Makoto what she thought the secret to her good health was.
"Well, as you see, we have a healthy, low-fat diet, and we eat slowly to savour our food,"
she told me.
"But it's also important to stay active. That way you don't get fat."
I suddenly realized I hadn't seen a single overweight person since my arrival in Okinawa. On my last day, Makoto took me to the outskirts of the village. There, facing the sea, was an old stone marker. I asked what the Japanese characters engraved on it meant. My translator told me,
"At 70, you are still a child. At 80, a young man or woman. And if at 90, someone from heaven invites you over, tell him to go away and come back when you are 100.
Before flying home, I met Dr. Davis Billings, who has studied Okinawa centenarians for more than a decade. He told me that life-threatening complaints, such as cancer, diabetes and heart disease, are rare in Okinawa. It seems that Okinawans not only live longer, they live better.